Arms of Nemesis by Stephen Saylor. Dedication. To Penny Kimmel. Helvo Librorum et Literarum Studiosus. Part 1. Corpses, Living and Dead. Chapter 1. For all his fine qualities, his honesty and devotion, his cleverness, his uncanny agility, Echo was not well suited for answering the door. Echo was mute. But he was not and never has been deaf. He has, in fact, the sharpest ears of anyone I've ever known. He is also a light sleeper, a habit held over from the wretched, watchful days of his childhood, before his mother abandoned him and I took him in from the street and finally adopted him. Not surprisingly, it was Echo who heard the knock at the door in the second hour after nightfall, when everyone in the household had gone to bed. It was Echo who greeted my nocturnal visitor, but was unable to send him away, short of shooing at him the way a farmer shoos an errant goose from his doorway. Therefore, what else could Echo have done? He might have roused Belbo, my strong-armor. Hulking and reeking of garlic and stupidly rubbing the sleep from his eyes, Belbo might have intimidated my visitor, but I doubt that he could have gotten rid of him. The stranger was persistent and twice as clever as Belbo is strong. So Echo did what he had to do. He made a sign for my visitor to wait in the doorway and came rapping gently at my door. Rapping having failed to rouse me, generous helpings of Bethesda's fish and barley soup washed down with white wine had sent me fast asleep, Echo gingerly opened the door, tiptoed into the room, and shook my shoulder. Beside me, Bethesda stirred and sighed. A mass of black hair had somehow settled across my face and neck.